You might think that the UTEP campus just closes shop over the summer, but that is not the case at all. In fact, the UTEP Department of Theater and Dance is going to be bustling. With me is Rebecca Rivas. She is visiting Assistant Professor of Voice and Movement here at UTEP to tell us about two staged readings and the summer theater and dance camps coming up. Welcome, Rebecca. It's good to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here.
First, tell us about these two staged readings of Chicano plays, one of which you directed.
Adriana Dominguez, who is directing the other piece, she and I were talking about how we really wanted to put up some more Chicano theater. We just recently worked together on Electricidad,
yes,
which was in the studio theater this past season. And so we came up with this idea that we'd just do some staged readings. They're pretty simple to do. They're just basically story time with actors. And we held some auditions. Our students came out, and now we're in rehearsals to bring Our Lady of the Underpass and Where Was Pancho Villa When You Really Needed Him.
I love the titles.
I know.
These are too much fun.
They are, and they are. They're fun plays. And really well suited to staged readings.
Yeah, explain for our listeners who might not be familiar with staged reading versus a full production.
Well, it's basically just story time with actors. So kind of an elevated telling of a story with actors playing the parts. They are performing.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is that they aren't completely off book or memorized.
Okay, so they're able to refer to script.
Mm-hmm.
This is neat, I think, in the theater community, because it allows a person the latitude to do a production without the burden of memorization.
Mm-hmm.
So it keeps things,
you
can move a little more quickly, shall we say.
Definitely, and it's great for our students because they really have to rely on their instincts, make choices quickly, and create characters in a short period of time, which each and every one of them has been doing. So,
yes.
And it's a lot of fun. It's stress-free because you never have to get off book.
Can you
end up doing it anyway.
Well, yes. Well, and it turns out to be a good way to memorize, incorporated. I would guess that by the end of a few staged readings, it's pretty near memorized.
Oh, definitely.
Anyway,
it sticks after a while.
Now, tell me a little bit about Our Lady of the Underpass, the background of this piece.
Well, it's based off of about 36 interviews taken by Tania Saracho, who is a playwright who's actually from the Valley in Texas.
Oh,
and
all right.
Now she's in Chicago. She interviewed some people who had been coming to what was discovered by a woman walking home one night under an overpass in Chicago. She saw what she believed to be the Virgen de Guadalupe, her image, on a wall. And slowly but surely, through word of mouth, people started coming. And so the playwright went and took interviews with
it became a
people.
Shrine.
It did.
Which is what we do when these experiences occur. That has to be fascinating. And then, and where was Pancho Villa when you really needed him? What's the background on that one?
Well, it's about the assimilation that takes place within the American classroom with Hispanic, Latino, Chicano students. It takes place in a sixth grade classroom.
Oh.
And you see the students talk about what happens, and you know, they're sixth graders, so they're into all kinds of hijinks. But also with that comes some poignancy about the loss of culture, the shame of, you know, bringing a burrito to lunch instead of a PB&J.
A hero, yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's done really skillfully, and it's very funny.
Where did you get your sixth graders?
Oh, no. It's meant to be done by adults.
Okay. I wondered about that.
Younger.
Playing kids.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. And so Adriana has taken on the task of turning our college students into some sixth graders.
I'm sure there's some sixth grader left in all of us.
Oh, I'm sure.
just that particular one has the adult language and content?
Mine does too. Our Lady of the Underpass does a tad bit, but mostly it's just a few choice words.
Would you say there's an age limit to cut off that would might be
say,
prudent?
For safety purposes, I would say 18, just
18?
To be sure.
Okay, just to be sure.
Yeah.
Now, these performances take place Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they're at 7 p.m. in the Basement Theater. That's the first floor of the Fox Fine Arts. The admission is by donation to benefit student scholarship funds. Where is the Basement Theater again? I'm not familiar with that one.
Well, it's actually in the basement. So
Aptly enough. That's
right. No, so it actually says first floor, but it's actually underneath. So
okay.
If you go like you're going to the studio theater of the Fox Fine Arts, okay. You just take the stairs or the elevator down.
And they're both performed each of those three nights?
Yes.
Okay,
they are.
Great. And so two plays for one donation. Mm-hmm. That's great.
And we're going to have Dr. Gonzalez from Chicano Studies will mm-hmm. be joining us, and he'll be doing some talkbacks
nice.
Afterwards so that there'll be some discussion about the plays.
Excellent. That always enriches the experience. Mm-hmm. Now, in addition to these performances this coming week, there's a call to the community for these great dance and theater workshops. First of all, what is the deadline to get into these workshops?
I don't have a deadline, so
it's like
the sooner the better. Yes, June 10th is when the theater camps for kids begin.
Okay.
So before then, certainly, and they can go to our website and get the forms.
Yeah, that's not very far off.
Mm-hmm.
That website is theater, spelled RETHEATRE, dance. .utep.edu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they can find all the forms to apply. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the theater camps.
Well, there's two different age groups. So mm-hmm. there's a 7 to 12 as well as a 13 to 18 for the acting camps.
Mm-hmm.
The technical theater camp, which is all the offstage fun stuff, is just for 13 to 18-year-olds.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have the summer dance camps, which are broken up in the same way, 7 to 12 and 13 to 18.
Is it the same tuition for the theater and the dance camps?
Yes.
Okay.
They're all $225.
$225, and
mm-hmm.
that's for the 1 week of...
It's from June.
Excuse me.
It's actually the whole month, pretty
much.
Oh,
I'm sorry. For the whole month is $225. Okay. And from what time to what time each day, or does it vary?
It varies for age groups. For instance, acting, the 7 to 12 age group goes from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Oh, okay.
And they're followed by the teenagers from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
So they're broken into half days.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And then the dance workshops, you have three mm-hmm. very excellent dancers coming in to lead those classes. Tell me about those real quick.
We do. They're on July 29th to August 2nd. We have the intermediate to advanced level workshops. I'm going to murder her name.
It's a tough one. Give it your best shot.
Lina Puoditskaite Lunauskine.
That's close enough.
Lithuanian.
Yes, we'll go with that.
Yes, she is. But she is so credited, and she's going to have a lot to offer the
students.
Well,
she's taught at Lincoln Center Institute mm-hmm. in New York. That's quite a recommendation right there.
Yes.
And then your next teacher, I'll take this one, really, Lauren Teets.
Well, thank you.
Certainly.
Yes, the August 5th will include an intermediate advanced again, as well as a beginner to intermediate level, which will be taught by Andrea Vasquez, who is one of our new faculty members and who
does amazing work. Yeah, and then Lauren Teets also is a big in the Austin dance scene, apparently.
Yes.
And both
mm-hmm.
she and Andrea Vasquez are very into multidisciplinary mm-hmm. Presentations. So this is really dynamic. And so those dance workshops kick off July the 29th and certainly worth exploring. I want to thank my guest today, Rebecca Rivas, a visiting assistant professor of voice and movement with the UTEP Department of Theater and Dance. And we encourage you to take in two Chicano plays. They're staged readings next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. in the Basement Theater. That's in the basement of the Fox Fine Arts Center. And it's Our Lady of the Underpass. And Where Was Pancho Villa When You Really Needed Him? Sounds like a really good time. Admission is by donation to benefit student scholarships. And then check out the summer theater and dance camps at theaterdance.utep.edu for all of the forms you need to submit. For information, you can also call 747-6213. Rebecca, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.